We continue our learning. Amar le'echad bashuk. A person said to someone in the marketplace, let's say Reuven said to Shimon, "Heichon shorish yaganafta? Where's the ox that you stole?" V'hu omer, Shimon said, "Lo ganafta, you didn't steal it." V'ha edim yidin oso sheganavo. But there are edim, there are witnesses who testify that indeed Shimon did steal it. He's a ganav. So mishan tashmi kefil. So then, of course, Shimon has to pay kefil. He has to pay double because he's a ganav. Tavachu machar. And in fact, after he stole it, he slaughtered it or sold it. Mishalim tashmi avach hamish. He has to pay four or five times, four for a seh and five for a shor. Ra edim shememashrim shenim bayin. If he sees, though Shimon sees, over the edim who are coming to Beis Din, they're on their way to Beis Din to testify and on his geneva, and he ran to Beis Din in advance of the edim coming. And Amar, and he comes to court and he admits ganav, and he says, "I stole. I'm a ganav. Avalot tavachtiv lemacharti. But I didn't slaughter, I didn't sell. Eino mishaim ele Karen. All he has to pay is Karen. Why is he only paying Karen? Well, he was mode on the geneva, so kefil certainly he doesn't have to pay because he's mode b'kanas. Mode b'kanas is potter. But Adim testified that he sold or slaughtered the animal. That he didn't admit to. He did not admit to. But the answer is he doesn't have to pay for that either, because once he's potter from kefil, he's potter on the tevichah mechira. Because when we say four or five times, it's four or five times, not three or four times. Remember, four or five times is in addition to the kefil, and since you're not paying kefil, once you can't pay kefil because you mode knas on the kefil, so then you're not going to have to pay dalet v'hei either. Pereches Mishnah, hey, Amar La Shoel, you have the Mashil, the one who lent something out, said to the Shoel, "Hey Chan Shori, where's that shore that I lent you?" So a Shoel we know is Chayiv even in Ones. And Amar Lo, the Shoel said to the Mashil, "Mace, the animal just dropped dead." So now in such a case, that's a case of Ones. The Shoel would have to pay for that. Vuhu, but he lied, because what really happened was Vuhu Nishenishbar broke its leg, Onishba, or was taken captive, Onignavo Avad, or was stolen or lost, or let's say Nishbar. He says back to the Mashal, "Oh no, it broke its leg." Vuhu shemeso nishbo nignavo avad, but that's not really what happened. It ended up dying, was taken captive, was stolen, or it was lost. Or Nishba, he claimed it was, he says to the Mashal, "Listen, it was taken captive, but Vuhu shemeso nishbar nignavo avad." But really what happened, it broke its leg, it was stolen or lost. Nignavo, let's say he said, it was stolen from me. Vuhu really shemes, or onishbar, it died, or it broke its leg, or nishba was taken captive, avad was lost. Or let's say avad, he claims, "Oh, you know what happened to you, sure it was lost." Vuhu shemes, onishbar, onishbo nignav. Instead of, it wasn't really lost, he lied. It died, or it broke its leg, or it was taken captive, or was stolen. In all of these cases, remember, either way, a shoel is chayv in everything. It's chayv in geneva, it's chayv in all of these cases of ones, it broke its leg, it died, nishba. So in all of these cases, it makes no difference. Either way, he's going to be chayv. He may have lied, but, and now the Mishnah says, mashbiach ani, and the Mashal says, "Can I make you swear to that effect?" V'amen, the shoel says, "Amen, yes." Halach is pater, he's pater from the carbon shvua, he doesn't have to give. The Asham obviously has to pay for what he lost. He has to pay Karen, but he doesn't have to pay the extra fifth, and he doesn't have to bring the Asham Gzelos, the guilt offering, because the Shoel is chayv on everything. So it's not like through his Shavua he potentially tried to exempt himself from paying. Whatever claim he made was a claim that he would be chayv for anyway, and therefore he's potter from the Karman Shavua. He pays the Karen, but doesn't have to bring an Asham or add on a fifth.